Praise the Lord.
Tonight we'll be speaking from starting in Romans chapter 3, verses 10 through 18, and the name of the message is the Pure Heart. And I was reading Matthew 5:8. It said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And began to think and meditate on the pure heart. What is the pure heart? How do you get a pure heart? Is really the question. And it's really not something we do, it's something that the Spirit of God does. The Bible describes man as fallen, as wicked, as none righteous. So what is a pure heart? You see? And I wanted to kind of lay a foundation. The Bible says the heart is desperately wicked. I wanted to see what the Scripture says about the heart. And then how do we get a pure heart? What is the process? What does Jesus mean? You must be born again. You must have a new heart, a new spirit. Must become a new person. You see, how is this done? I want to see God. I want to experience God, the kingdom of God. I want to see things correctly. And you can't do that without having a changed heart, because the Bible speaks that unregenerate man cannot see the kingdom. And so I want to first lay the foundation. The first point is to lay the foundation of what the unregenerate heart, the wicked heart, the deceitful heart. In the eyes of God, what is the picture that God gives us of unregenerate man? See, I want to be blessed. Blessed are the pure at heart. But I don't have that ability. You see, because I'm fallen. This is what the Scripture says. In the eyes of God, this is a picture of man. As it is written, Romans chapter 3, verses 10 through 18. As it is written, "There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God." See, we don't have that understanding of the kingdom. We can't work righteousness. We don't even know what righteous is, you see. We don't understand, and we don't have the ability to seek after God. There is none that seeketh after God. You're not seeking, when you were unregenerate, you were not seeking after God. God sought after you, amen? God came after you. Verse 12. "They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." The point here is they're all together become unprofitable. You see, in our fallen state, in our natural state, we're no good to God. We're of no use in the kingdom of God in our fallen state. So, that's in the fallen state and in the unregenerate heart, we're not profitable to God. We're unprofitable. We're no use to God. You see? "And there's none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness." This is a picture of fallen man, unregenerate man. So when Jesus says, "Blessed are the pure at heart," I mean, who is pure at heart? You see? "Destruction and misery are in their ways. They are swift to shed blood. They're violent. The way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes." Now turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. There's no reverence. You can't reverence God in your fallen state. You see? You can't reverence God. You're not profitable, God. God cannot use you in His kingdom. You see, to be a light, to be a witness in your fallen state. Now, listen to what Jeremiah says about the heart. Chapter 17, verse 9. You should know this one by heart. "For the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, who can know it? And that word desperately wicked, desperately in the Hebrew, is a picture of something that is incurable. And see, without the grace of God and the Spirit of God, your heart is incurable. There's no way it can be transformed. There's no way it can be changed. You see? Without a miracle of God. It's something that God has to do. It's deceitful. More than anything else, what the heart is deceitful. Until God changes you. Until you're born again. You see, the pure heart, that's what a pure heart is. It's a heart that's been transformed. And it's only, see, through one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So through one man's righteousness, so through one man's obedience, many shall be made righteousness. Shall be made righteous. You have to be made righteous. It's not something that you do. It's something that's imputed unto you. You see? It's something that God's give. It's something that God gives. A new heart, born again. See, Jesus said, unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom. You can't experience the kingdom of God. Because your heart is deceitful, it's wicked, it's incurable. And you know, I witness all the time. And I ask people, if they would die, would they go to heaven or hell? And 8 out of 10 people say, oh, I'd go to heaven. And I say, well, how do you get there? And they say, oh, I'm a good person. See, they're under deception. They're deceived. Or they think have you ever told a lie? I'll take them to the commandments and start running them through the Ten Commandments. Have you ever told a lie? And they say, yeah, oh, everybody does it. You see, they're deceived that because everybody else is doing it, that it's an okay thing. You see, they're deceived, and the heart is deceitful more than anything, above all things. The heart, the picture of the heart is deceitful. You see, there's poison, there's conversation. Your conversation is of the world. Through Adam, we all became sinners. That sinful nature was passed upon all men. For all men have sinned. All men die. All men have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And that sinful nature has been passed upon everyone. And it affects your speech. It affects your conversation, your actions, your thoughts. That you might not be as wicked as you could be. But in God's standard, you see, you're desperately wicked in the eyes of God. And there's none that understandeth. There's none that seeketh after God. Romans 3:11. You don't have the ability. You don't want to seek after God. Amen? In fact, the sinful mind or the sinful heart. Turn to Romans 8:7. And I'm trying to lay a foundation that without the grace of God and the Spirit of God, you see, the blessed are the pure at heart. Well, how can my heart is so deceitful, is sinful? What must take place? You see, in order that I may see God, blessed are the pure at heart, they shall see God. You see, what must take place? Romans 8:7. I mean, you don't have the ability. You're not subject, Romans 8:7 says, to the law of God. Neither can you be. It says, because the carnal mind is hatred against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. You see, it can't come under the authority of the law of God, and neither indeed can be. It can't keep the law of God. You don't have the ability. You see, the carnal mind, the sinful heart, you see, is enmity at God. When a person's heart has not been regenerated and he's in his fallen state, he's at enmity. He doesn't want to know God. He doesn't have a desire to know God. And he doesn't have a desire to know God, doesn't want to know God. You see, he hates God. And he hates the law of God. He's not subject to it. He's not under it. Neither can he keep it. Neither can he be subject to it, because he just doesn't have the ability, and his heart is fallen, and he doesn't want to. Amen? Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to keep the law of God. He doesn't want anything to do with God, is what that says. And that's the sinful heart. It's enmity against God. It hates God, is what that says. The carnal mind, the sinful mind, wants nothing to do with God, can't keep God's law, doesn't want to keep God's law. You see, it's sinful. And so Matthew 5:8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And that's so where the pure heart, what is a pure heart? That word pure, it actually means to be transformed. It means to be changed. It means to be washed, cleansed from filth. You see? That changed heart. Hang on one second. Praise the Lord. It's pure, clean, unsoiled in a moral sense. And to be made pure, void of evil, transformed, cleansed. A heart that's been transformed, a heart that's been made, it's been washed. And it's washed by the water of the Word, through the Word of God. Thy Word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. So it's through the Word of God, but it's also through the Spirit of God. It changes our heart. He gives you a new heart. Ezekiel, go to Ezekiel chapter 36. You see, and you just can't see things correctly. Blessed are the pure at heart, for they shall see God. You can't really have a right understanding. You really can't discern what is good and what is wrong until your heart is changed. You see? And that's what another definition of that word see, blessed are the pure at heart, they shall see God. It means to see correctly. To see things as God sees things. See, you can't see the kingdom until you're born again. And that's what a pure heart is. It's a heart that's been washed by the water of the Word. It's a heart that's been transformed and made new by the Spirit of God. It makes us new people. We're born again through the water and through the Spirit, Jesus said. Unless a man be born again of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot see, he can't experience it, he can't understand the kingdom of God. And so Ezekiel puts it this way. And this is Ezekiel 36, 26, 27, and 28. Ezekiel is prophesying of the new birth here. And then chapter 37 is the valley of the dry bones. And that's a picture of your spiritual condition. You see, the fallen, nay, desperately wicked, dead in your trespasses and sins. And Ezekiel goes and he sees these bones. Can these bones live? You see? And can a man with a sinful heart, a sinful nature, that wants nothing to do with God, be born again? You see? Only God knows, Ezekiel said. Can these bones live? Can these bones that are dead, can they come to life? Can a man who's dead in trespasses and sins be a new person? Can he have a heart and a new spirit? Absolutely. But it's only something God can do. And it's not for everybody. It's for His elect. It's for those that He's ordained for salvation. All that He's ordained for salvation, He calls, He justifies, He glorifies. He changes all of those that He's elected and wrote in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. He calls them and He makes them new creatures and He gives them a new heart and a new spirit. And your desires are changed. Now I can see the kingdom. Now I have a desire for the Word of God. Now I desire the milk of the Word. You see? But here's what Ezekiel said. He's prophesying. 25 through 27. Ezekiel 36. "Then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean." And I believe that's the water of the Word. That's the gospel message. It washes you. And ye shall be clean from your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. See, it's something that God does. I will cleanse you. And the valley of the dead bones, the Spirit of God, He breathes upon those bones. And they come together with muscles and sinews and joints and ligaments and flesh. And He puts flesh. Then He breathes the Spirit upon them and they come to life. And that's a picture of your spiritual condition. You're dead. And Ezekiel 37 in the valley of the dry bones is a picture of unregenerate man. You see? Dead in his sins. Israel dead in their sins. Can they come to life again? Yes. I will wash you with clean water. With the water of the Word. I will write, Hebrews 10:19. I will write my commandments in your heart. You see? Within, the heart is transformed by the Spirit. And He puts that law in your heart. And you're no more trying to keep it in your own strength. Now you're keeping it by His Spirit. You see? It says, verse 26, a new heart I will also give you. A new spirit I will put within you. I will take out of you the stony heart of flesh. Your heart is hard. The unregenerate is hardened towards God. What nothing to do with God. Can't keep the law of God. Doesn't want the law of God. You see? But God and you, His grace, and He comes and the Spirit begins to transform and give you a new heart. You hear the Word and the Spirit is working with the Word and He makes you a new person. And He gives you, takes out of you that stony heart of flesh and gives you a heart tender towards Him. A heart that can see. Now you can see the kingdom. Now you can see, you can understand and discern what is right and what's wrong. I was reading Jonah the other day. And Jonah was angry that God didn't destroy Nineveh. And so God put him through this little trial and test with the gourd. But God said to him, you're so angry about that gourd going away. When you did nothing to grow it, you did nothing to take care of it, and you're angry that the gourd has gone away. You see? And you cared more. He really cared for that gourd, and he was happy God gave him the gourd. He cared more for the gourd than he did the souls of the men and women of Nineveh. And God made the comment, they cannot discern their right hand from their left hand. In other words, they don't know what is right or wrong. They don't know really what they're doing. You see, and that's the picture of the fallen man. They can't discern their left hand from their right hand. They don't know wrong for right. Everyone in this world is doing what's right in his own eyes. You see? And to be able to see, you have to be born again. Blessed are the pure in heart. And so a pure heart is a heart that has been changed. It's a heart that is, He's given you a new heart, transformed your heart, taken away the hardened heart and given you a soft heart, tender towards Him. Now, and written that law, now you desire the milk of the Word. You see, how do I know my heart has been changed? See, how do I know I've been born again? Number one, I'm a new person. But number two, 1 Peter 2:2 says, desire the sincere milk of the Word. As newborn babies, as new children born again, you have a desire for the Word of God. You see, if God has given us a new heart and written His commandments in our hearts, you see, the next step is that you would desire, like a newborn baby needs its mother's milk to survive, so a new born again child of God needs the Word again to grow and needs the Word again to survive. You see, now that's one of the evidence. There should be evidence that your heart has been changed. You see? And one of them is that you desire the Word of God. And Thy Word I have hidden in my heart. You see, the heart is the place of affection. It's the place of desire and love and passion. You see, are you passionate? All of a sudden I'm passionate about the Word of God. All of a sudden I want to know the Word of God. I desire that Word of God like a baby desires its mother's milk. You should have that desire. If your heart's been changed and you've been born again, you should desire that milk of the Word. You'll have that desire of the Word of God. Amen? You'll have that desire. Glory be to God. Now back to Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure at heart, they shall see God. And that word see, it means in the Hebrew to see correctly, to have a right understanding of His ways, of His word, of His kingdom, of His will. You see? And before your heart was changed, you wanted nothing to do with God. Now you want to do His will. Your heart's been changed. Now you can see correctly. You know right from wrong. You know that the whole world lies in wickedness. Once your heart has been changed, you begin to see things as God sees things. And it's also, it means to look upon something not ordinary, but to look upon something magnificent. Something glorious. And you can't see God's glory until your heart's been transformed. Until He gives you a new heart. Amen? And that's what it is. Now I can see the unseen. See, until I was born again, I could only see what was in front of my face. That's the ordinary. The natural. What we can see. You see, our everyday lives, we can see people, we see the stars, the sun, that we can see the ordinary with our eyes. Everyday things. But see, when you're born again, and you have a pure heart, and your heart is transformed, it's been washed, transformed, cleansed from its sin, you see, now you're no longer just seeing with the natural eye. Now you can see into the world you can't see. You see, we understand through faith that the worlds were framed by the word of the Lord, that the things which are seen were not made by the things which do appear. You see, all of a sudden we can see into the world that you can't see. You're seeing something glorious, magnificent. There's a world beyond our world. You can see heaven. You can see eternity. You see? You can see God's goodness, His glory. To where before you could only see with the natural eye what's in front of you. You see? But now we can see something. To look upon something magnificent. Blessed are the pure at heart, for they shall see God. Where they also see things. They see things that they never saw before. With the natural eye. Now they're seeing with the spiritual eye. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's incredible. And you can discern right from wrong. You see? Now, one of the things is, how do I know that I have a new heart? How do I get a new heart? Well, that's been solved, I think. It's something that God has done. It's something only He can do. The Spirit does it. The Word of God does it. It washes you. It makes you new. You're born again of the Word, the water of the Word. And by the Spirit of God, He gives you a new heart. You see? And that should be your prayer. Make me a new person. Give me a new heart. Give me a new spirit. I want to be born again. I want to see the kingdom. And He gives you that desire. And He gives you the faith. It's not something you have in and of your own self, because you're dead in your sins. And a dead man can't believe. A dead man can't do anything. Amen? What can a dead man do? What can those dead bones in the valley of decision do? You see? And Ezekiel saw, that's also a picture of Israel coming back to life, but it's also a picture of sinful man in his sin and coming back to life in the new birth. Amen? Turn to 1 John 3:9. See? And this is how you know. See, the first thing how you know that your heart has been changed and that you're born again is that you desire the milk of the Word. And that you're not the same person that you used to be. Praise God. You see? As new born again people desire the Word of God, your new heart is going to have an affection. It's going to have a desire for the Word of God. You're going to begin to study the Word of God. You're going to want to know the Word of God. It's like milk to you. It's like the Word of God to a new born again believer is like milk to a newborn baby. You have to have it, and you want it. That baby wants that mother's milk. And you want the Word of God when you've been, your heart has been changed. That's the first evidence of a new heart, is that you desire the milk of the Word, like a baby desires his mother's milk. And that is a very strong desire. That's why Peter is using that as an example. A baby's desire for his mother's milk is strong, and he's crying, he's hungry. And that's what happens when you're born again. You're hungry for the Word of God. Amen. You're hungry for the Word of God. You're thirsty for the Word of God. That's how you know your heart's been transformed. The next thing is that you're turning from sin. You see, he that is born of God does not continue to practice sin, because 1 John 3:9, God's seed remains in him. And that's the Holy Spirit remains in you. And when you do sin, the Spirit of God convicts you. And you're miserable in your sin. You can't continue to practice sin because God's Spirit is in you. You've been born again. You have a new heart. And that new heart will not accept sin. It will reject it. And you'll be miserable. You'll be under conviction. And you'll confess your sin. That's another thing. You know you have a new heart because when you sin, you're under conviction. You don't like it. And you say, God, forgive me. Turn me, cleanse me from my sin, keep me from my sin. You're growing. You become more and more like Christ. You see, as you desire that Word of God and you begin to grow in your knowledge of the Word and you begin to understand and see what is right and what is wrong, you begin turning from your sin and you no longer practice sin. I'm not preaching perfection here. We stumble, we make mistakes, we sin, but we confess our sin. Amen? The new heart. The second thing is that you won't continue to practice sin. You'll be a new person. You won't do the things that you used to do. You'll be a new person. You see, and you'll confess your sin and you'll be faithful. God is faithful and just. That's another. You'll be confessing your sin. Whereas you didn't care before, now you confess it. God, forgive me. God, cleanse me. God, deliver me. You see? And you're overcoming. You're becoming more and more like Christ. And because the Holy Spirit is in you, you will not continue to practice sin. The new heart will not allow you to practice sin. Bless the Lord. Amen? 1 John 5:4. The third thing is how do I know that I've been born again? I'll be overcoming the world. All that is in the world is lust. And greed and pride, these things are not of the Father. The things of the world will grow dim. You see? The Bible talks about money drowning men and destroying men. You see? And he that preaches that religion is a means to become wealthy, the Bible says, run from such people. Because the love of money is the root of all evil, and it drowns men and destroys men. Timothy says, but you, he says, to follow after righteousness and peace and faith and love. Those are going to be the desires of the heart. Righteousness, holiness, knowing God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. You see, He's going to add all these things to you, but the changed heart is going to hunger and thirst for righteousness. Amen? And the things that were important to us before we were saved will no longer be important to us. Love will be important to us. Righteousness will be important to us. Faith will be important to us. You see? You have a new heart and a new spirit. And you're overcoming the world with all its lust, all its greed, all its pride. Those things, and now it kind of sicken you. Amen? You know, you're not the same person. And the things of the world begins to grow dim, and you're looking at eternity, and you're focused on Jesus and holiness and righteousness, and you're focused on serving and loving your neighbor, to whereas before you didn't care about your neighbor. You see, you didn't even know your neighbor. But now you love your neighbor, you're concerned with your neighbor, and you want your neighbor to be saved. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Now to see correctly, blessed are the pure at heart, they shall see God. We're going to see God in all His glory. We're going to be with God. We're going to see and to look upon His magnificence for eternity. But now we're living in this world, we can see things correctly. You see, and one of the things that we see correctly, turn to 1 John 5:19. And we know that we are of God. See, there's a witness of the Spirit in your heart. When your heart's been changed, you're not the person you used to be, and you know that you've been saved and changed, and we know that we are of God. I know I'm of God. I'm not the person I used to be. You see? And we, the whole world, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. See, I didn't really see that the whole world lieth in wickedness before I was born again, before my heart was changed. You see, and now my heart has changed. I see the whole world lieth in wickedness. It lies in the lap of the wicked one. And I can see those that are of God see the world as evil. Before I was part of it, I went along with it. My conversation was of the world. You see, and we're by nature children of wrath, even as others. God's wrath abided upon me. And the whole world lies. But when I was born of God, I began to see things differently. And that the world lies in the lap of the wicked one. And to discern the times in which we're living. You see, to see things correct. Blessed are the pure in heart. They shall see God correctly. You see, and be able to discern the times in which we're living. Jesus rebuked some of the Pharisees or some of the Jewish people because they could not discern the time of His coming. You see, you can discern Matthew 16:3. You can discern the face of the sky. You can discern the weather. But how is it that you can't discern this time in which you're living? How can you not discern that I am the Messiah? And I think we have a people today, even Christians, that they think Jesus is coming is so far off. Oh, I know He'll come one day, they say. And so to see clearly, to see God clearly, to see these last days, you see, you must be born again. You must be born again. And Jesus said to as in the days of Noah. You see, in the days of Noah, they didn't see the flood coming. And people today, they're not seeing that the coming of the Lord is near. They're not discerning. Though Jesus said to discern the fig tree, to learn the lesson of the fig tree when its branches are tender and puts out its leaves. You know the summer is near. So also when you see all these things that Jesus talked about, false prophets and false doctrines, the love of many growing cold, sin abounding, disease and earthquakes and natural disasters and signs in the heaven. We're seeing these things. This is the time, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. But they weren't ready either. And the children of darkness, they won't know the season. You see, learn the lesson of the fig tree. When summer is near, it puts out its leaves. The branches are tender. It puts out its leaves. You know, summer is near. So also, when you see all these things Jesus talked about, you see, you know that Jesus is coming is near, even at the very gate. Well, I see those things that Jesus was talking about. All these things. You see? Wars, rumors of wars, all these things. Natural disasters, earthquakes, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, and greater numbers than ever before. You see? And He's at the gate and He's coming. And like in Noah's day, that the flood came and took them all away. And they weren't ready. They were marrying and giving in marriage. But beloved, the good news is, see, our hearts have been changed. And now we can see and discern the times. And Jesus said that His coming is like a thief in the night. But not for those that are His. Not for those that have been born again. Turn to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. That's the good thing. The good thing is that day will overtake those that are in darkness. It's not going to overtake those that are in light. You see? That day comes as a thief upon those that are in darkness. Those that are His, their hearts have been changed and they're born again and they can see the signs that He's coming. You see? And that's so important. Do you see the signs? If you don't, I would ask you to examine yourself.
You see? Whether you're really in the faith. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Philippians. Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 through 4. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly the day of the coming of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. See, you don't have any need, but of times and seasons you have no need I write unto you. You can see, he's saying, being the children of God, and God giving you a new heart and a new spirit and being born again, you can see the signs and the seasons that is coming is near. That's what he's saying. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. For when they, not believers, but when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them. You see, he's not talking about believers. He's talking about unbelievers. He's talking about those that aren't born again. And sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, see, he's not talking about the brethren. That day does not overtake the brethren. But you are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. So those that have a new heart, a new spirit, that are born again, that day, the coming of the Lord, the judgment, the God's wrath, you will be prepared. It won't overtake you as a thief. But it will overtake those that are in darkness. You see, I have no need to speak of the seasons and of the times, he said. And what he's saying is, you well know yourself. You see, that the coming of the Lord, and that's what Paul said 2,000 years ago. The last hour has come, he said. You see, and being born again, you ought to be able to discern the times. You see, those that are in darkness, that day will overtake them like the flood overtook those people in Noah's day. Noah preached to them for 120 years and said Noah was a preacher of righteousness. And he preached to them for 120 years, you see. But they couldn't see the judgment. They couldn't see their sin. They couldn't hear. And you can't hear until your heart's been changed. Until you've been born again. You see, and that's a pure heart. A new heart, a new spirit I will give you. That's the pure heart. A heart that's been changed. And it's not a perfect heart. But it's a heart that loves God. It's a heart that loves His Word. It's a heart that can see. It can see wickedness. It's a heart that can discern right from wrong. You see? Praise God. Just be ready. See, it's a heart that will... Those that have hearts have been changed, that have pure hearts, their hearts have been washed, been transformed, they will be ready. They will discern the times. That day of the Lord, the judgment of... It will not overtake you. And that's a good thing. You see? Because the changed heart and the pure heart has a relationship with Christ. And daily it's being washed, it's cleansed by the Word of God in fellowship and washed by the Holy Ghost in His presence. That's a pure heart. It's daily fellowshipping and being changed. And it's transformed. And it has the Word of God in it. It loves the Word of God. It desires, a pure heart desires the Word of God as a newborn baby desires its mother's milk. And I tell you, I heard an angel flying in my room and he said, "The Lord cometh. The Lord cometh with 10,000s of His saints." And we had another prophetic word, and I believe it to be of God if you'll search the Scriptures. Because of the shedding of innocent blood, the world would not last 30 more years of shedding innocent blood. And I believe that wholeheartedly. And I'm working on a message right now. They made void, making void the commandment of God. You see? And God says homosexuality is wrong. We're embracing homosexuality. God says murder is wrong. They've made void the commandment. We murder thousands of children every day. They've made void and there's consequences. And evil's getting worse and worse. You need to look up. And when your heart has been changed, you'll see these things. You see, you'll discern the times. Jesus said to them, "How can you not discern the times?" And I'm telling you, those whose hearts have been changed and born again can discern the times. Amen? God bless you.